Yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl Peel. See, we back live 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio each and every Friday, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. I'm excited to be back on your airways, man, because we're talking to our special guest. And he's doing some amazing things here in the city of Philadelphia. He's been working for the city of Philadelphia for the past 20 years. We got Brandon Wilson, who's the battalion chief of the Philadelphia Fire Department, Fire Prevention and Code Division. Brandon, welcome back to WRD. How you feeling this morning? I want to check in with you because you've been doing some work for a long time. So how are you feeling, getting back into the work as far as community engagement? How does that feel for you?
We love this time of year. It's extremely busy. We call this time of year from now until October our busy months. They're all busy,
Exactly.
but they're incredibly busy. The Welcome America stuff, the summer camps that are coming up, which we do in honor of fallen firefighter Joyce Craig, such a big part. It's a really good opportunity to meet the kids out there, meet our seniors out there when they're in the senior center trying to keep cool. It is warm, so and it's going to be warm coming up, so we want to make sure that we're talking about them, about being safe as well. And it's just so much. I mean, we like the activity. It makes our days go quick. It is hard work, but it's very work though. It's work we take a lot of pride in.
I love it. And one thing that you all are doing right now is a blitz, right? And it came after a tragedy, but after the storm, comes shine, some rain shine, and then comes the sun, right? So when it comes down to what you all are doing with this blitz, I know you told us a little bit about it in the first half of the show, but when it comes down to the blitz, how do people get involved, even if they don't necessarily, have a tragedy? Like, how do people get involved to the point where they can make this a thing that you guys come out annually to check on them?
So anytime anyone needs anything, I'm glad you asked that so much because we've been trying to get this out there. If you need anything from us, whether you're a block captain, a ward leader, a council person, just someone who wants to be involved and care about the community. We had a woman yesterday during our Strawberry Mansion blitz who actually called 311 for her neighbor. She had smoke
Awesome.
alarms. She realized they didn't have it. She called and signed them up. They didn't know, but we showed up, knocked on the door, and installed them. But if you email fire.prevention@phila.gov, fire.prevention@phila.gov, and you request us to come out to your barbecue, to your block party, to your community event, to your church group, and we can accommodate, and we try to accommodate all of them. We will be there. If you need a fire truck for display for the kids, because the kids love the fire truck, we will be there, assuming there's no other emergency in the area. We know that happens. But I went to the block party, block captain party that they had at the council convention center about a month or two ago. Phenomenal opportunity to network with our neighbors, and we're getting grassroots feedback from them. So you need us, reach out to us, fire.prevention@phila.gov, and we're going to be there. We're going to provide you with that education. And even if you just want us to talk to your neighbors door to door, it doesn't have to be an official party. We'll be there.
I love, but it's going to be an official party regardless here in the city of Philadelphia.
Always,
Everything's a party,
always.
right?
Right. Yeah, and we're at
But
party time right now.
and I wanted to ask you, Brandon, because speaking of party time, you mentioned Wawa, and Wawa ends on the 4th of July. And 4th of July, as we know in the city of Philadelphia, is nothing but fireworks, right? So while I have you on the line, I want to make sure we get this prevention out early. What are some of the tips that you give to community residents when it comes down to preventing any type of risk or harm that fireworks can cause?
Right. So, fireworks are a challenge every year when they change the laws that allowed them to be bought in the state of Pennsylvania, kind of really amped up what's going on in Philadelphia. We need you to be safe. These things are essentially little IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Yes, they're supposed to be for entertainment
When you
purposes,
say
but they're,
IEDs, what does that mean? I'm sorry. What does that
that's
mean?
it. That's an improvised explosive device,
Okay.
essentially. It is gunpowder and paper and coloring, and they're supposed to be fun and they're supposed to be visual, but they can turn tragic real quick. These things are supposed to be set off in an environment that's not near homes, not near dry brush or trees. They're not supposed to be set off near you. So many times we have people who get burnt. They set off a firework, or they think they set off a firework and it doesn't go off, and they go to check on it. Well, even us as responders, we wouldn't do that. If something doesn't go off, please be safe. We'd rather you not do them at all, but don't you go to investigate why that didn't go off. That is essentially a bomb waiting to happen at your level. So please be safe with those. We can't do anything about the laws that already exist in the city of Philadelphia, at least as for the state of Pennsylvania. People buy them. Unfortunately, they also shoot them off in areas that are way too close to homes, way too close to areas. These take a lot of space. Our 4th of July fireworks display, that takes a 600-foot perimeter with police and firefighters
Wow.
securing that perimeter. So it's a very serious situation. Obviously, there are much bigger fireworks than what you're dealing with, but the harm is still there. So please, please, please be careful. Do not handle these if you can avoid it. Definitely, try to go to an organized party like the Parkway or one of your community ones or one on the river. That's what we would prefer to see.
I love that. Thank you for breaking that down. Because that's something I didn't know. You actually just taught me something. I didn't know that. I knew that you all were out there as far as the fire department was out there doing that, but I didn't know that it took such a large group or a crew for you all to be able to manage what's going on at the Parkway. But my last question I wanted to ask you again, Brandon. I appreciate you rocking out with us this morning at WRD. Thank you for making time. Thank you for doing the work that you're doing in the community. I appreciate you all going out this week and helping the Strawberry Mansion section of the city so they don't feel like they're, neglected. There's certain parts of the city that feel neglected, and the fact that you all went out there after an emergency and showed love to that section, I'm sure that they felt that for sure. Because after a tragedy, you want to make sure that we come together, and I think that's where unity is brought into the conversation. But my question I wanted to ask you also: last Friday, we had a huge wildfire in South Jersey, right? And I know that you talked a little bit about collaborations and partnerships, and I wanted to know, like, do you all go across the border at all to help with these wildfires that's happening?
So
And when I say the
we
border, I meant
could.
the bridge. I'm sorry. I want to
Oh
make
yeah,
sure I
no,
use
listen, it's the border in one way or another,
terminology.
whether it's here or not. So we don't generally go unless someone asks for us. I don't believe the commissioner would ever say no if it, but there's been a lot of progress with joint relationships. And if they ask, I'm sure we would do it. I'm not going to speak for the commissioner, but I know we have done it in the past for the most part. These communities have been handled themselves. There's a lot of focus on wildfire, so I'm glad you brought it up because last year we had a significant amount
Yeah.
of brush or wildfires. And it's something that the fire department is working actively to ensure that our response is better. So there's some good things coming from it. And we do have grass firefighters. We have specialty equipment. We do have some training on it.
Awesome.
But those things happen when it's warm as well, probably because of fireworks, probably because of campfires or cooking. So again, trying to be fire safe year round is very important.
I love that. And Brandon, my last question before I let you go. This is my final question, I should say, before I let you go, right? How can people actually support the Philadelphia Fire Department and the work that you all are doing as far as us as residents so you all can continue to do the community engagement piece? Because that community engagement piece is what we truly need and how the community feels more involved. And like I said, that's how that unity conversation comes about. So how can we support you all if that's a question you can answer?
Yeah, well, I mean, stay in contact. We don't know what we don't know. So if your community, if you feel like your community is getting missed, and I experience that all the time where I feel like, hey, I haven't seen a cop or I haven't seen a firefighter or the firehouse door is never open anymore. Let us know. Fire.prevention@phila.gov. I'll try every opportunity to remedy anyone's concerns, but we don't know what we don't know. So we try to be extremely proactive. Call us if you need us, email us. We have social media platforms. You can message those people, and they're going to come probably to my unit anyway, so we can sort it out. So,
I love it, Brandon. Again, tell them how they can find you all, social media, website, all that good stuff, a number to call, how they can get involved. And thank you again for making time for us this morning.
yep, absolutely. We're on all the socials. You can direct message us. You can check out the website. You can email us. Again, use that fire.prevention@phila.gov email if you need us to come out and join your party. We'll be happy to spread the education and hang out with you for a little while.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I hope you have a great weekend. And thank you again for the work that you're doing. And again, I appreciate you all going up there doing that blitz in Strawberry Mansion. I know that the community felt love for sure. Thank you so much.
It was one of our best turnouts. Thank you so much to that community for coming out and supporting us as well.
Yes. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC that wraps up our show today here on EcoWare. Thank you all for tuning in each and every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation, man. EcoWare, EcoWare, EcoWare. Stay locked. We'll be back next week. Keep your radios up, POC. Let's go.